Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, the big travel season coming up. We're talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about the holidays, Christmas. And it just, it messes with your mind, you know, because you've got to think about getting on an airplane or going on a car trip and just the millions of people that are going to be a part of that journey. Well, add to the fact that you're paralyzed and keep that in consideration because we always do here at the National Defense. And one of those great organizations that's leading the way to trying to help everyone in that respect is, of course, Paralyzed Veterans of America, PVA. And joining us today is Josue Cordova. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran and a National Vice President of PVA. Josue, how are you?
Really great, Randy. Thank you for having me.
Great so much. You know, so much has been said about PVA, and you guys lead the fight for all of your members, obviously, but for everybody that suffers those kind of horrific situations. I mean, what's the last trip that you went on?
Wow. Well, you know, with PVA and kind of with travel and having such a large family all over the place, boy, I just came back from Orlando not too long ago. We had meetings over there for paralyzed veterans, but actually Washington, D.C. not too far before that. So kind of take flight quite a bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're on the road in the air a lot. How is that for you? I mean, it's got to be mind-numbing, right?
Well, definitely. You know, it definitely, you know, the thing about it is the preparation for getting ready for air travel.
Oh, yeah.
Really what we're seeing all the time is realizing many of the flights that we're on, many single aisle planes, don't have an accessible restroom as a prime example.
Sure.
So kind of getting ready to be prepared for that to happen whenever I travel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people complain all the time about how small the airplane lavatories are, but I mean, just add to that multiple times if you're in that situation. Josue, tell me about your military service and how you ended up in a wheelchair.
Well, for me, at 17 years old, right after I graduated from high school, I joined the United States Air Force. It's something that I'm greatly honored to take great pride in, coming from a family that has served throughout the decades, as far back as my grandfather in World War II in the Pacific. But during my time in service, I was a vehicle operator dispatcher. And sadly, during peacetime, I was on leave and a passenger in a vehicle. And during that time, in June of 1995, I was in a horrific car wreck that paralyzed me from the waist down.
Mm.
My spine was fractured at T10 through T12 vertebrae, which left me a complete paraplegic and been in a wheelchair over 27 years.
Oh, man. We are talking to Josue Cordova, Air Force veteran and National Vice President of Paralyzed Veterans of America. And, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That is just a horrific story. But the thing that you are doing now in terms of leading PVA and all of its membership, where did you find that hope, Josue? Because, I mean, a lot of people in that situation would have crawled up into a corner and stayed there. What is it inside you that made you want to turn that around?
Well, first and foremost for me is first my faith and the faith that I was brought up with. Next is my family, my loved ones. But an incredible impact has been the PVA for me. The PVA, the opportunities and the chances to be able to continue to contribute. We talked about serving in the Air Force. For me, that was something to be able to serve my country. I took great pride in. But with the PVA, I'm still able to continue to serve on a different level, and that level is being able to make a difference and bring out the fight for people with disabilities to have accessible, right now what we're talking about is air travel, but so many different things is making that difference for our community around us.
Yeah, you say that PVA was an incredible support to me, making sure my rights and benefits were taken care of, even when I was a scared 24-year-old divorced single dad raising a daughter and a severely autistic son. I mean, sure. If anybody hears that and tries to complain about anything today, you're off the mark, because those are some very, very substantial challenges. How did PVA step in there and help you?
Well, for me, the big part for me is, as with my son, when I gained full custody of him when he was 5 years old, PVA was there for me to where I didn't have to worry about it. I had a service officer that was actively by my side, supporting me when making sure if I ran into problems with my medical supplies, I ran into problems with my wheelchair, or even doctor's appointments, any issues I had, PVA was there having my back, to where as a single divorced dad, I was able to focus on my son, I was able to focus on my daughter, and knowing PVA had my back, that's something that's a difference that they made for me. And now having this opportunity right now to talk to you and make a difference for other people that are dealing with right now air travel, letting them know we need that change. We need everybody to have the rights, have that right to travel freely without fear of not having a bathroom, without fear of having our wheelchairs damaged or broken or lost during air travel.
Well, yeah, let's talk about some of those problems, Josue. We're talking to Josue Cordova here in the National Defense, the National Vice President, PVA. What are some of these problems? You mentioned the bathroom. What are some other big challenges that people with disabilities face during air travel?
Well, there's so many. I mean, many times we see all kinds of wheelchairs lined up in front of the getting on that plane, and many of those people kind of have a hard time traveling. But really, with many people with mobility disabilities, paralyzed veterans, but so many others across the country, some of the big things that we face is seeing oil planes not having an accessible restroom, not having our wheelchairs properly cared for. I mean, in 2019 through 2020, there were over 14,000 reported reports of destroyed, damaged, lost, or misplaced wheelchairs.
Oh, wow.
Another thing that we face is improperly trained airport employees and airport staff transferring us on and off the planes that many times end up in wounds, injuries, and sadly, there's even been reported deaths in that improperly trained transfers.
That is terrible. And Josue, you had a problem during a flight. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, recently, you know, the crazy part is, and I think I mentioned it earlier, that we're sending people to the Mars. We're talking about sending people to Mars. We're talking about going back to the moon. Yet on the single aisle plane that I needed to use a restroom in, because it wasn't accessible, I not only had to wait for that plane to land, I had to wait for everybody to get off that plane. Mm-hmm. And by the time they came and got me off, I mean, I sat there and I was humiliated. I was felt broken knowing that that bathroom that was 7 feet away from me, I couldn't use it, and I had to go home just humiliated with the end result of not being able to use that bathroom.
Wow.
And that's not only something that I have to face, but so many others have to face across the country every time they travel and every time that, you know, they're concerned about during air travel.
So what is the deal with air travel? Why are the airlines and air travel so far behind everybody else with these kind of basic standards?
Well, you know, the thing about it is 35 years ago, PVA was an incredible force in establishing the Air Carrier Act. And when that happened 35 years ago, it gave people with disabilities rights during air travel. But the crazy part is in 35 years, nothing has been updated. And because of that, we're still dealing with no accessible restrooms. We're still dealing with improperly trained personnel. We're still dealing with damaged and broken wheelchairs. And what we're doing right now is, as a matter of fact, this very day, we're on Capitol Hill. We're testifying before Congress, and we're letting them know we need amendments that we have in place, that we have that we're presenting to them. We need this Air Carrier Act amended. We need to make sure all this is updated so that air travel can be accessible for everyone, regardless of their disability.
Well, and yeah, you guys are fighting a good fight. And this would seem to me, Josue, a very nonpartisan situation. I mean, who's going to be against that bill, right?
You know, you hope so. I'll tell you what, I've been on Capitol over the past 6 years. We go on Capitol PVA, we go as members, we go as paralyzed veterans on Capitol Hill in force, and we're continuing to let them know and put it in their ears that we need this change. And we're still not giving up on this fight, but we're hoping eventually that they all come together and make this stand for us that are not able to make that stand on the plane.
Yeah, it's nuts. How can our audience and the public help you guys?
Well, you know what we want everybody to do is go on our website, go to pva.org/airtravel. We have a petition. We want everybody to sign it because as everyone does that, it makes our voice stronger and it lets people know we're going to knock down these barriers. We're going to make air travel accessible for everyone and we're going to make that difference together.
And that's pva.org/airtravel. Is that right?
Yes, sir. pva.org/airtravel.
Hey, I just had a conversation, Josue. I don't know if you've ever heard of this pharmaceutical company. There's a company called NerveGen. Have you heard of these guys?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, they are doing some revolutionary work in terms of regenerating the central nervous system. And they are convinced that they have a drug that will be extremely helpful with strokes, paralysis, all kinds of things like that. And they're very close to their first clinical trial with humans. And they've had outstanding success so far. They're taking applications for clinical trials. And if you want to find out more about them, if you go to NerveGen, it's NERVGEN, NerveGen.com. But I would imagine a lot of your members would want to follow them and find out about that.
Boy, that sounds incredible. We're always excited to hear. I mean, PVA alone, we've contributed millions of dollars through the past decades, investing and contributing to information to try to make breakthroughs in spinal cord injuries, spinal cord repair. We're hoping that breakthrough will come in soon. But we're always excited to hear positive things going on right now in the medical fields.
Yeah, they're doing some great work and really have some great expectations for helping. And I know that you, Josue, and your wife, Veronica, have been married since 2011. You have four adult children, three daughters, a son, four grandchildren. And what a great family you have, as well as you also like to compete in some of these sports, right? Wheelchair
Absolutely.
Sports and other activities?
Wheelchair softball, completed wheelchair basketball, downhill snow skiing. You have a challenge, you give me a call, and I'm always ready for that.
I love it. Oh, man. Hey, you are a great speaker, too, by the way. So
thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It's just so great to know that there are people like you in charge of some of these bigger problems, not just for veterans, but for everybody. So, Josue, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be able to continue to serve, and thank you for giving us the time to sit there and make a difference.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.